Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Poppa in the field house of the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. See that trophy behind me? That honors the Giants Super Bowl team from 1986. Gary Reason's a part of the 86 and 1990 Super Bowl champion Giants. Gary Reason's was a hard-nosed linebacker and a punishing defender against both the pass and the run. Drafted in 1984, Reasons knew he was joining a Giants team that would soon be on the rise.
Coming in 1984 in the draft, I remember going to minicamp, and one of the things that kind of stood out was, hey, here we are, the New York Football Giants. They've got a historic linebacking core. A couple of them have moved on. You know, that was the first time that Brian Kelly and Brad Van Pelt had not been on the field with Harry Carson and Lawrence Taylor, and they were looking to put those new pieces together.
Reasons earned a starting spot at linebacker halfway through his rookie season. And he played with both the skills and savvy of a seasoned veteran.
You know, I wasn't one of those guys who was going to beat the stopwatch. I wasn't going to win in the 40-yard dash. But, you know, I played with smarts. I played with intensity. I played with the ability to be the glue, so to speak, to hold our defensive front together, making a lot of the line calls up there and being able to understand what everybody on our defense was supposed to do in any situation. Our defense and our team started to gel, and we kind of created a mindset of, if they can't score, we can't lose. So that was kind of how we started to play as a defensive unit, and that tenacity that we played with and that confidence built on the defensive side. That's how we played in 84, 85, and 86. We were just solid defensively, and we felt like we could win games on the defensive side of the ball. And as our team got better over 84, we got a little playoff experience, 85, a secondary playoff experience. You know, the emergence of our team, the confidence that we had both offensively, defensively, and being able to make some plays on teams into the third year in 1986 really set the stage for us to just have a knockout year in 1986.
New York cruised through the regular season with a 14-2 record and demolished the San Francisco 49ers 49-3 in the divisional playoff.
In 1986, you know, we had a tremendous season, and it all culminated to a National Football League championship game to be played in Giant Stadium. And I remember that night vividly. I remember the opportunity to step out on the field and all the Giants fans. That was the most impressive thing to me, the electric, the static that was in the air. When you add the little confetti that was sprinkling around the stadium and hovering, it seemed like just for hours, still going. And I can still see it. I can still feel that tangible electric feeling in the stadium.
Keep the intensity and stay alert. Know what the hell down it is. Know what the situation is. Get in the huddle, get the call, and play hard.
Reasons and the rest of the Giants' defense smothered the Redskins' running game and pounded would-be receivers on their way to a 17-0 shutout.
Schrader goes back to throw. Fires up the middle, pass picked up by Gary Reason. Reason takes it back to Redskin territory.
You know, there's a guy that's having a big day, Patsy. He's had 4 tackles, 2 assists, a sack, and now an interception.
So the Redskins will be going for it here on 4th.
The fans are going to get up into it now, and they're going to make it tough for Schrader.
Beating the Washington Redskins 3 times and also the 3rd time in our house in that magical game for the NFC Championship game in Giant Stadium, that is what you play for. That is what you remember. That's what your takeaway is, and that's probably my greatest memory of Giant Stadium and my playing time there.
When you win the championship, you know you're going to the Super Bowl. It's the greatest feeling in sports.
So in 1986, we win the championship, and we're going out to Pasadena for the Super Bowl. And the day before the game, I had a photo shoot aligned for us in front of that stadium to create a poster for charity. We get out there, and you take a picture, you know, in a Superman costume. That was kind of the only bragging that we ever did. But next day, we went out there, and we took care of business.
Al
match, the champions, the New York Giants.
We did go into that stadium with the single state of mind of getting the job done, bringing home that championship. It was magical in the stadium. Unfortunately for the Broncos fans, I think there were probably 80% Giants fans at the game that day. And then walking out that locker room door and then going down that tunnel, knowing you're going to be introduced to the 100,000 people in the stadium.
From Northwest Louisiana, linebacker number 55, Gary Reason.
It's kind of a humbling experience to go do that. And it's also one that says, you know what, you've arrived.
Late in the second quarter, the Broncos led 10-7 and had first and goal at the one-yard line. With their backs against the wall, the Giants' defense came up big.
Well, our defense was resilient, and every time that you think something bad's going to happen, somebody would step up and make a play, and that's what happened in that series. You have the Broncos down there knocking on the door.
Elway knocked out of bounds at about the 3 by Lawrence Taylor.
And a lot of guys rose to make plays in that drive, in that series. If they have go on and score, the complexity of the game changes. The offensive mindset of our team definitely would have changed. That was a huge force. And so things settled down from there. 10-9 at halftime. You know, we go in, we know we're right here. All we have to do is just execute both offensively and defensively and come out. And that's what happened for us. It was a magical second half.
Quarterback Phil Simms was 22 for 25, throwing for 268 yards and 3 touchdowns.
He's in a zone. He's in a very unique zone as a quarterback.
Simms to the ball, touchdown.
The day that he had in Pasadena should go down as one of the best quarterbacking performances of all time because he was definitely on fire. He controlled our team. His tempo and how he went about his business that day.
Simms is looking way downfield. He's got a receiver. Complete. Down to the 10.
Really just kept us all calm, you know, because he's calm. He's confident. This is our guy. This is our leader.
Touchdown, I believe. I know they're marking at the 1. Fill in the pocket of the 1-yard line.
The plays that he was making and everyone else who had part in those plays was delivering set us in motion to be a success that day.
There's McConkey's touchdown.
The Super Bowl champions are the Giants. Everybody's dream in football. That one time you'll be there.
There's a lot of teams that don't bond with their head coach. But for him to be on board with us and for him to basically take it and say, hey, these guys want to dump a bucket of Gatorade on me, but they're winning for me, it's a good thing. I participated in a couple of those dunks with some of the guys. I've got a picture of it in my office, actually, with me and Lawrence picking up a Gatorade bucket. And I don't remember what game it was, but we got the dunk old Bill. And those were fun times.
After failing to make the playoffs in 1987 and 1988, New York was hungry for a return to the postseason in 1989.
Low snap. It's blocked. It is blocked by Gary Reason. Giants have the ball.
They raced out to a 9-2 start, but then lost 2 straight games, putting their playoff chances in jeopardy. But in Week 14 against the Denver Broncos, they needed a goal line stand for the ages to keep their playoff hopes alive.
It was kind of an interesting day in Denver that day. It was lightly snowing. It was cold. It was a fun atmosphere to play in, first of all. I made a lot of plays throughout the game. It wasn't just on the goal line, but some other plays earlier in the ball game. You know, I was kind of in a zone. I mean, I was playing well on the defensive side of the ball. And in that drive, I had several tackles and, you know, some big hits along the way. And lo and behold, it's a goal line situation.
The crowd be quiet. He's having trouble having his men hear his signals. Fourth down at the goal line. About a foot to go.
It just was one of those plays where I was zeroed in on it and the steps were taken and I executed. And so I did my best Superman impersonation.
Elway, hands off. They dive. Stopped. The Giants broke through. Gary Reasons.
Great play by Gary Reasons.
Made a pretty good play and a big, huge contact play, and you see the ear pad fly out of his helmet and the big stop that it was. To me, it was probably the best physical defensive play that I've ever played in the NFL. You know, it's a physical game that we play. It's one of those games where, you know, you go out there and your job is to knock the snot out of the other guy, you know, and in that one particular instance, that is exactly what happened.
But in the divisional playoff against the Los Angeles Rams, their season would once again end in heartbreak.
Throws the ball deep. He's got a man open. Touchdown! And the game is over. It is Anderson with a touchdown. And the Giants are out of the playoffs.
It ended poorly for us in 1989 with that game against the Rams. So in 1990, we were really ready to run, make another run at it. And Parcells sensed it. I think our whole team sensed it.
Come on, let's go now.
I think in 1990, it was a little more of a strategic winning environment for us because we weren't as dominant as we were previously. But we still had enough horses to get it done.
Ever deep in the end zone. Throws out of the end zone. Intercepted by Raisin.
Look what I got here, he said, huh?
Led by quarterback Phil Sims, the Giants won their first 10 games in 1990.
Yes, complete to Ingram. Touchdown!
But in Week 15 against the Buffalo Bills, Sims suffered a foot injury and would be lost for the season.
Late in 1990, when Phil does go down with an ankle injury, we all have to turn to our guy. And, well, now he gets his chance to step out there between the white lines and lead our team. And it's only, a select few guys that can come on the field with that short notice and really the short playing experience in real live games, real live ammunition going around you that can really turn it on and play. And Hostetler did that.
In the divisional playoff, Hostetler threw for two touchdowns and ran for another as the Giants crushed the Chicago Bears 31-3.
Touchdown!
Setting up a classic battle with two-time defending Super Bowl champion San Francisco 49ers.
We had stars all over the field. They had stars all over the field. It was one of those ball games to where, the team that just, for whatever reason, didn't make that extra play was going to be the team that didn't go on to the Super Bowl.
It was a tough, smash-mouth battle between the league's top two defenses. Trailing 13-9 late in the third quarter, the Giants were on the march and looking to take the lead when their drive seemed to stall at midfield.
Third and one. What they need is the first down. Anderson doesn't get it. A loss of a yard, they'll have to punt.
You always have to find ways to win ballgames. And Parcells, he had something in his bag that he knew that could potentially work for us there.
Fourth and two, and they'll have to punt. Landetta to Taylor.
It was kind of that situation where on fourth down, we needed something to propel us a little bit differently, and that was going to be a fourth down opportunity for me to call a fake punt. I always would run by Parcells onto the field. In a fourth down situation. So this time I run by him, and he's looking straight at the field, and I run by him, and he says, use it if it's there.
Fake punt, and it's going to work. It's Reasons. Reasons streaking down to inside the 25. First down and much, much more.
That's the call they needed. That's the play they needed. They needed something to get him out of this. Bill Parcells came up with it.
The element of surprise is a great advantage. I've always told my players, I'm going to do everything that I think gives us the best chance to win.
To be able to go out there and look at the assessment of this and do I call the fake or do I not call the fake, I'm really putting the whole weight of our team and our season on my shoulders on this decision. And for me, it was an easy decision. The 49ers, if you count the number of players on the field, they played with 10 players on that play. So it was a gaping hole for me to run through. And me, with my limited athletic ability, needed a little bit of extra room to get through there. So it turned out well, but for me it was an opportunity to make a decision, execute the play, and run through there.
Matt Barr's fourth field goal pulled the Giants to within 1 point. And late in the fourth quarter, the defense would come up with yet another big play.
Three again. Get behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants have the ball. Lawrence Taylor out of the pack with the ball.
Setting up Matt Barr to deliver the game winner.
Fans are on their feet and screaming. Snap, spot, kick is away. He's got the distance. It is good, good,
and
good.
And the Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
If you look at the plays in that ball game, you talk about the defensive play, you talk about that fake punt and other facets of the ball game, how that all unfolded to keep this game so close. We just had a little bit more gas in the tank than they did.
And Giant football in the Super Bowl. The crowd on its feet, tens of thousands of our small American flags being raised.
There were a lot of flags in the stadium that day, and that was in support of our servicemen and women across the world. I had a very unique experience. I was probably less than 5 or 6 yards away from Whitney Houston on our sideline, looking her in the face when she is belting out the possibly the greatest rendition ever of our nation's anthem. It was a really moving experience for me as a player on the field. I'm like, my goodness, this lady has put her heart and soul in this thing.
After upsetting the 49ers in a dramatic come-from-behind win in the 1990 NFC Championship game, the Giants would face an even greater challenge at Super Bowl XXV in Tampa as they prepared to battle Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills' high-octane K-gun offense.
Everyone was thinking that the Buffalo Bills, hey, they've been there before, hadn't got it done, this is their time. Well, you know, we had to have something to say about that.
Defensive coordinator Bill Belichick would devise a game plan to slow down Buffalo's air assault. He told his players in order to win the game, Thurman Thomas would need to rush for close to 100 yards.
Is it better to have a running back who's one of the top running backs in the game make some bigger plays on the ground running, or is it better to have guys flying through the air like Andre Reed making 30 and 40 yard catches and making plays down the field? We were a bend but don't break style of defense, and so our better methodology was to keep things in front. I knew this needed to be a physical game. It needed to be a game to where we had to show a little physical dominance and be able to make plays.
Reasons delivered a stellar performance in Super Bowl 25, flying around the field and making big hits on the Bills runners and receivers.
I don't remember how many tackles it was, whatever. Some people tell me that I led the team in tackles and that kind of thing during those games. That's not something that I really ever really worry about. It's just, you know, whatever the focus is, get your job done that time. And it certainly wasn't a flawless game by me and really by anybody, but you know, there are those times when you have to step up and make plays, and you know, I made a few.
Now Norwood tries to kick his longest ever on grass, 47 yards.
But on the game's biggest play, all Reasons could do was watch.
I'd watched Scott kick quite a bit in pregame, and I kind of felt like that this was at the top or maybe a bit outside of his normal range. I thought that it'd be tough for him to make that kick. But, you know, when you look at it, if you look at the kick overall, he had great rotation on the ball. He had plenty of power behind the ball. It just, for some reason, it just slid a little bit to the right.
In the air, got the distance, it is. No good!
I think that we had a great effort, a great group of guys that came together that day, and we won it again for the second time. A lot of us together, I forget, there's 20-something of us that played in both Super Bowls. So that's a unique achievement. And playing with the players that I was able to play with, you know, from Lawrence Taylor to Harry Carson, you know, Carl Banks is a great player. We really had some superior athletes and great players. That was just a great time to be a New York Football Giant.
Linebacker Gary Reasons.
Once a Giant, always a Giant. You know, what that means to me is it's a chance to be a part of something that transcends time. And for me, being a part of the New York Football Giants from 1984 through my last season of 1991 really was part of the best part of my life, because we won a couple championships, we grew together as a team, and that Giant camaraderie that we had is really, for me, it's been lifelong.
Gary Reasons played a vital role working alongside both Harry Carson and then Pepper Johnson as part of that 3-4 defense that won two Super Bowl champions. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife,
navigating life together.